Chapter 49. A Brave Man. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Psalm 27, verse 3. What happened to you? The travelers continued. Now they were almost at the dangerous place where Little Faith was robbed. Little Faith had fallen asleep there. Shortly after that, he was attacked by three scoundrels. Exactly at the place where that happened, there now stood a man with a drawn sword. His face was covered with blood. Mr. Greatheart walked up to him and asked, "Who are you?" "I am a traveler," the man answered. "I am going to the Celestial City." "But what happened to you?" "I fought."
"You fought?"
"Yes. When I was walking on the way, three men suddenly stood around me." "You must choose now," they hissed at me. "From now on, you belong to us, or you go back to the place where you came from, or you die here, now at this very moment." I looked at those fellows and said, "Listen, God wants me to be honest. Therefore, you cannot ask me if I want to belong to you. I do not want to become a thief, so the first thing you asked me, I cannot do." "Well, the second one then," they asked sternly. "Going back to the place where you came from, is that what you want?" "But," I said, "I did not leave that place lightly. If I would have stayed there, it would not have been well with me. That is why I chose to travel this way."
"So, you are not going back?"
"No."
"Then you must die," they said.
But that, of course, I did not want either. My life is too precious for me. I will not give that away lightly.
"That is what you think," they called out.
"This is how it is," I said. "You may not even ask me something like that. If you keep minding my business, it will end up wrong with you, I promise."
Then these three men came upon me. They were Wildhead, Inconsiderate, or someone who does not think before he does something, and Pragmatic, or someone who minds other people's business. But I also stood up to them, and thus the battle began, one against three. This took more than 3 hours. The man pointed to his bloody face. "As you can see, they left me some marks of their bravery." The travelers looked at him with awe. But Mr. Valiant for Truth, for that was his name, smiled. "They also took along some marks of my bravery."
"So you defended yourself very well," the traveler said.
"I certainly did. I just freed myself of them. They sometimes say, 'Hear your horse dash.' Well, you have no horses, but they very well realized you were on the way."
"But it was a very unequal fight, one against three," said Mr. Greatheart.
"That is true," answered Mr. Valiant for Truth. "But it does not make much difference whether you must fight against a few or many people, as long as you have the truth on your side. David said in Psalm 27, 'Though an host should encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident.'
I also read a story in which one man fought against an entire army. And how many Philistines did Samson kill with one jawbone of an ass?"
"Very many," Mr. Greatheart said. "And that is not just a story. It really happened. But I have another question.
Why did you not cry for help?
I did, Mr. Valiant for Truth answered. I cried to my king, for I knew of a certainty that he could hear me. He could help me in an invisible way, and that was enough for me.
Mr. Greatheart was content with this answer. Mr. Valiant for Truth, you behaved bravely. Show me your sword.
Mr. Valiant for Truth showed it to the guide. Mr. Greatheart laid it in his hand and looked at it from every side. Aha! That is a real sword from Jerusalem.
Yes, Mr. Valiant for Truth nodded. That is true. Just give someone such a sword, even though it is with only one hand. Let him use that sword wisely, and he may even dare to fight against an angel. He does not need to be afraid that he will lose, as long as he knows how he must attack.
Mr. Valiant for Truth carefully stroked his hand over the sword a minute. This sword will never become dull. It cuts through flesh, bones, soul, and body. Yes, through everything.
But you fought for a long time, Mr. Greatheart stated. I am surprised that you are not tired.
I fought until my sword clave to my hand. The sword and my hand became one. It was as if the sword grew from my arm. While the blood was dripping through my fingers, I fought with the greatest courage.
You did well, Mr. Greatheart said. You resisted unto blood. Besides this, you fought against sin. You should stay with us and travel with us, for we are traveling to the same place as you.
The man agreed.
Come, they said, then we will first take care of you. They washed his wounds and gave him something to eat and drink. Then all continued their journey.
Mr. Valiant for Truth told.
Mr. Greatheart liked it very much that Mr. Valiant for Truth was with them now. He could use such men very well, especially because they were travelers with them who were weak and tender. While they were traveling on, he asked his new friend many questions.
From which country are you?
I am from Dark Land. I was born there, and that is where my parents still live.
Dark Land? Does that not lie on the same coast as the City of Destruction?
Yes, that is true.
And, the guide asked, why did you go on this journey?
This is how it happened. On a certain day, a man came to our country. His name was Mr. Tell True. He spoke everywhere about Christian who left the City of Destruction. He told us how he had left his wife and children and went on a journey. He also told that he knew for sure that Christian killed a serpent that fought with him. And he showed how he had arrived at the place where he desired to go. Furthermore, he said that Christian was welcomed at all the inns of his Lord. Yes, he especially talked about the day that he arrived at the gates of the celestial city. For there, the man said, he was received by shining angels with the sound of a trumpet.
Mr. Tell True also said that all the bells in the city rang because they were so glad that he had arrived there, and that Christian received a golden garment.
Mr. Telltrue said much more. I cannot tell all of it now. One more thing I would like to mention. That man told the story about Christian in such a way that I wanted to follow him as soon as I could. My heart burned with desire to follow him. Even my parents could not hold me back, so I left them and came in this way.
But did you enter in at the gate? Greatheart wanted to know.
Oh, yes, Mr. Valiant for Truth said. for Mr. Tell True told us that otherwise the journey would be in vain. We had to begin at the beginning. Therefore, I went through the gate so that I could begin on the right way. Is that Christian's wife? When Mr. Greatheart heard all this, he gently nudged Christiana. Do you see how your husband has traveled and what he has received by it? His travels became known everywhere. They talk about him far and near. What? Mr. Valiant for Truth cried out. Is she Christian's wife? Yes, she is, Mr. Greatheart said, and these are her four sons. But did they also begin the journey to the Celestial City? They certainly did. They are following him. Joyfully, Mr. Valiant for Truth looked at them. It gladdens me very much. Ah, that good man! How happy he will be when he will soon see you. At first, not willing to go along, and then following him through the gates into the Celestial City. That will certainly be a great comfort to him, Mr. Greatheart said. Then he will not only be glad for himself, but also for his wife and children. But, Mr. Greatheart, now that we are talking about this, I would like to ask you something. Some people wonder if we will recognize each other in heaven. Is that so? Yes, I believe so. Can you explain that? Well, what do you think? Will people know themselves in heaven? Will they rejoice to see themselves there? I think so. Well, why would they not rejoice for other ones then? Our relatives are part of our family. If you will recognize yourself, then you will also recognize your family again. This does not mean that you will have relatives there. In eternal bliss, there will be no family life anymore. But you will certainly rejoice more when you meet them there than if you missed them. I understand your thoughts about it, Mr. Valiant for Truth said. So there was enough to talk about with each other. How nice for the travelers that they received this brave travel companion. Explanation. Everything that God tells us is the truth. Mr. Valiant for Truth was a man who fought for the truth. That is not easy. You must be brave to fight for the truth. For there is no person who loves the truth. No one, not us either, unless we possess true faith. By that faith you know for sure that the things which are written in the Bible are true, even though you cannot see them. Three men attacked Mr. Valiant for Truth. The first one was Wild Head. This man did not know what he was talking about. He had all kinds of wild ideas in his head about faith. He wildly attacked Mr. Valiant for Truth with this. The second one was Inconsiderate. This man did not think about what he said. He also said nasty things about faith. The third one was Pragmatic. Remember, he is one who minds other people's business. What does such a person do? In my thoughts, I see him coming to you. Hey, do you believe too? You should not do that. Then you will have an unhappy life. That is not good for you. These people still exist today. They can bother us very much. But Mr. Valiant for Truth did not go aside for them. He fought for the truth until the very end. He did not walk away, but trusted in the Lord. He did not seek help from people, but from God. In this battle he used a sword. That sword is God's word. It is so sharp that no one can compete against it. The greatest enemy will lose. A person can fight against the Lord so much, but beware, that sword is sharp. What a wonder if that sword will strike us in the right place. And that will happen if God converts us. Then that sword strikes the heart of a person who would never have sought God by himself.